Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Monday. It's the Brett Maga Show. I have a good news story to kick off your week, and I think this story is going to be so powerful about a family's love for their kid and how you're willing to do anything when it comes to loving your kids. I'll tell you what this family did that was so extreme in one song on the Brett Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
There really is no love like a parent's love for their kids, and a family is coming together and will do anything for your kids. A family in Santa Clara, California spent a year in isolation, so isolated from the rest of the world pretty much, because their daughter was born without a functioning immune system. And so their daughter couldn't basically be around anyone else without getting terribly sick and maybe even dying. And so they had to live in isolation, do everything, work from this isolation, no communication, cut off from the rest of the world. They lived there for over a year. At Duke University, she became the 52nd patient ever to receive this life-saving procedure, which basically gave her an immune system. And after this procedure, then they now can enter back into the real world after a year of isolation, as a family did what they had to do to make sure their daughter was safe. Isn't that a crazy story?
Yeah.
It brings like chills to me thinking about like what you would do for your kids, and it literally is no limits.
Right.
Like, okay, this is what my kid needs. I'll do it in a second. And I feel like that's a good way to kick off your week, is doing anything for your family.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. When you get ready for work and trying to do your things for work, do you plan your outfit the night before? Or you get up, you look at the closet and say, this looks good today.
When it comes to work in particular, I never plan my outfit. That's the last thing that happens when I get ready for work is my outfit.
Never put out the outfit the day before?
But if it's like an event, I will lay it out. I will plan an outfit for an event way longer. But at work, I mean, we wear... wear like sweatshirts and sweatpants, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're very professional.
Yeah.
But how long for an event, though?
Like 2 days.
2 days before a big event? Kevin?
I'm fairly planned out, but usually not with my shirt. I mean, it's usually like I got my jeans, I got my shoes, I got my socks, I'm ready to go.
You have all that laid out?
Yes.
And then you just mix up the shirt,
huh? I go into the closet, I'm like, okay, I'll pick out a shirt.
Leave room for spontaneity there, okay.
I wear what I wore to bed last night to work today.
Do you really?
Yes.
That is so weird. Yeah. I know
the t-shirt that I'm wearing. I threw on this sweatshirt, but like the t-shirt I'm wearing, the shorts I'm wearing, that is what I wore to bed last night.
Some parents do as a hack for their kids. Like they'll get them dressed up because
my sister used to wear her school uniform to bed, including like leggings and a skirt and a polo top.
Oh, wow.
And literally roll out of bed and get in the car.
That's what parents will do because it's so hard to get kids ready in the morning and get them out of bed and get them fed. They're just like, well, let's just screw the whole getting ready part. We'll just skip that part. So you'll just wear what you wore to bed. So every single time. And then if you have a big event, will you plan
then
it before?
That's probably 2 days like Hannah.
2 days?
Yeah.
I am last second for events, but I plan the day before for work. because I sleep in the same room with somebody else, I don't like to go back into the room or turn a bunch of lights on.
Yeah.
So I leave my clothes out in a different area of the house. And so I always have to put that air. I have to put my clothes like in the bathroom and leave them out because I don't want to turn on all the lights and wake her up because, well, we wake up in the middle of the day. Yeah. I'm considerate, Hannah.
The polls are open. Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read a headline, and then Hannah either tells me, yeah, Brett, keep it moving, or tell me more. We just scroll through headlines like we scroll through the internet. Anyways, $500,000 in debt feels less stressful than $3,000 in debt.
How so?
It's just math. No.
Girl math.
People just become numb to debt at a certain point. You just, like, all of a sudden, you're like $3,000 to $5,000 in debt. You start to feel extremely stressed. But after that, it's all kind of the same, actually. And they said even when you climb up to really high amounts of debt, like you're like $500,000 in debt, you're like, screw it, come for me.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
Six rules to the perfect hug.
Oh, okay. Love hugging.
Use deep pressure. Aim for 5 to 10 seconds, which feels long for like some people.
Unless it's with your partner, that feels super long.
Be mindful of the other person's comfort. Avoid overthinking. Maybe like if 5 to 10 seconds is too long or not, don't overthink it. And consider the context, like the situation. But these six rules will make it so you give out the perfect hug.
Wow. I'm stuck on the pressure.
Things we forget when we're packing for a trip most commonly.
Ooh, okay, what are they?
Top three, underwear, hairbrush, medication.
I would say charger. That's always left behind for me.
Chargers were four, actually, on the list. Yeah. You forget, like, when you're, like, packing it up, like, oh, I should have brought my charger.
Yeah.
I feel like medication is big.
Hairbrush. Yeah, that's a bad
one. Sure.
Yeah. Four things older people do with their phones that make the younger generation cringe.
You know what? I want to skip this one because it doesn't make me cringe. It makes me sad.
Okay.
When I see old people not knowing how to work their phones.
Oh, it's I appreciate
just happened
that,
with
Hannah.
My mom. Thank you,
with the big font.
Yeah,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Poor Kevin over here. I would just say, Kevin, you were on a lot of these, just so you know. The average man. Oh, guess we'll never know about the average man.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Melissa, are you ready to take on Hannah in a pop culture showdown?
I'm ready.
Have you been studying?
I play every day.
All right. And do you usually get more right than Hannah?
I beat her once. She's tied me a lot.
Okay.
Ooh, tied a lot.
All right. Well, let's see if you can beat her today, Hannah. You get out of the room. You leave. Tell her to leave, Melissa.
Leave, Hannah.
Jeez.
Whoa, wow.
That was very bold and cold. I like it. All right. Hannah's going to leave the room. We're going to ask Melissa 5 pop culture questions who plays along in her car every day. We'll see if she can beat Hannah today. A movie version of this TV series that was just announced about a girl who is stuck in a love triangle between two brothers. What is it called?
No idea.
No idea.
No idea.
Movie version of the TV series but a girl is stuck in a love triangle between two brothers everyone is watching.
I don't watch TV.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, this is your game. Yeah. All right. It's called The Summer I Turned Pretty, and the next one is about a TV show called The Summer I Turned Pretty. Which brother did Belly finally end up with on The Summer I Turned Pretty?
I don't know the name. I'm going to guess the older brother.
The older brother. Can I get a name?
Wow.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
Okay. So we're going to count it?
For somebody who doesn't watch TV, I think you have to.
It was a 50-50 shot. Everyone's impressed. Okay. You were right. The older brother was chosen. This artist turned down being the first artist to have a concert in space. Do you know who that was?
I'm going to guess Bruno Mars. Probably not.
Okay. The Jonas Brothers announced the movie number 3 about them being campers called what?
Camp Rock.
Camp Rock. Yes. There you go, yeah. And then what other pop star stars in Camp Rock with them?
Demi Lovato.
All right, there we go. We don't watch TV, but we watch Camp Rock. That's all that matters. 3 out of 5. Not a bad showing. We'll see if Hannah gets 3 out of 5 correct and knows if the older brother ended up with Belly next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. She's playing against Melissa. Melissa always plays along in her car. It's a pop culture quiz game. Hannah versus Melissa. See who gets more right. When Hannah was outside the room, she couldn't hear the questions or the answers, and I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions I asked Melissa. Melissa, tell her how many you got right.
3.
Tell her what you don't do, Melissa.
I don't watch TV.
She doesn't watch TV.
Really? Me either.
I know. Actually, Hannah doesn't watch a lot of TV either, so this is a pop culture quiz game between two people who don't watch TV. Riveting. All right. A movie version of this TV series was just announced about a girl who was stuck in a love triangle between two brothers.
Summer I Turned Pretty.
That is correct. They're on the board. In The Summer I Turned Pretty, which brother did Belly end up with?
Conrad.
Yes, that is correct. Also known as the older brother.
Yeah, either would have worked.
Yes.
I didn't know he was older.
See, there you go. And Melissa did. Look at that. Oh. We were all blown away about Melissa. This artist turned down being the first artist to have a concert in space.
Ed Sheeran.
The Jonas Brothers announced a movie number 3 of them being campers.
Camp Rock.
Camp Rock 3. And what other pop star stars in Camp Rock?
Demi Lovato.
5 for 5.
Wow. Oh,
nice Melissa, job, strong showing. For, I mean, I think she's back-to-back 5 for 5. She hasn't missed in a while, Melissa. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's on her game.
Yep. This is Melissa, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Here it is, the Brett Mega Show Mega Mind question of the day. 84% of Americans are worried that what? What are we worried about? Everything?
Yeah, I mean, there's a long list. This isn't really positive, but I'm going to say they're worried they won't be able to retire.
All right. That's a great guess. I feel like that's a great guess.
I do think it's a money thing. I think they're worried they won't be able to pay for the holidays this year.
Worried about just getting Christmas gifts.
Yep. North Pole better be North Pole in this
right.
year.
Mine is also a money thing. I'm thinking they're worried they can't afford a house.
Ever.
Ever.
Me included.
It is not a money thing. Surprising in this climate, right? 84% of Americans are worried about what? 855-444-MEGA. Text in your guess what 84% of us are worried about right now. 855-444-6342. The answer is coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer. What we're all worried about. 84% of Americans are worried about what? What are we all worried about?
We got some texts because apparently none of us got it right. We were all focused on the money. Paul texted in and said an alien invasion could be something.
84% of us are?
That's concerning.
84% of us are worried about an alien invasion?
Mm-hmm. They're out there. They're worried about them. The musician family texted in something sad. They said people are worried that their kids won't have a better life than them.
That is intense, but I think almost every single parent is worried about that.
Then lots of people are worried, you know, we're going to go back to war.
Oh, war?
Yeah.
War?
No, it's actually if our house is clean. 84% of us are worried
We took it too deep.
You guys all went super deep. 84%.
We need to get our head out of the gutter.
Our place is a mess right now. I did something, speaking of just parents worrying about stuff, because I was worried about how my kid would perceive me if I didn't do something. So I did something, and it was super gross, just because my kid was watching me. Let me explain what I did in 3 minutes. Parents are hilarious, man. It's the Brett Magus Show. We do some of the funniest, sickest, craziest things just because our kids are watching. We want to make sure we make a good impression. My son had a play date the other day and met with a bunch of parents at like a park and things like that. And I always think it's funny during like play dates. Sometimes you'll do like snacks or picnics and things like that. Funniest thing is to watch parents bring all their snacks to the park because they only bring healthy stuff. They got dried fruit. They got like only vegetables and strawberries. And it's like, please, I know you got Cheetos in the cabinet, like in the pantry.
Yeah.
I know you got Doritos, and they're like, no, we only eat healthy. But that's how it is. You're so terrified that another parent is going to judge you when you bring snacks for other kids.
Game.
Yes, even like the other day when I went to it, this mom like got popsicles, and she's like, They're sugar free popsicles. It's so funny. So we had like sugar-free popsicle that had like no flavor. We were just basically eating ice. And the other snack of choice was seaweed.
No way. Please.
Yeah, guys. And so his mom's like, yeah, I got sugar-free ice popsicles. And I got seaweed. And apparently kids like this because the other kids started eating it. And maybe if you just introduce your kids to not Cheetos and Doritos, they're into seaweed and things like that. But she goes, hey, do you want some seaweed? And he's like, sure. And then they open up the package and he looks at this thing. And he's like, I can already tell by looking at that, I'm not going to like it, he said. And I want my son to try things. And he's actually usually really good at just like trying it. He's not like Hannah over here, like a picky eater, won't even try
things.
Yeah. He will try it and then we'll make a decision. Like,
whatever.
No, I don't want my son to grow up to be a Hannah, basically. And so he like doesn't look, it looks gross, guys. It looks like.
I mean, yeah.
And so I'm like, and then she's like, do you want it, Dad? And I'm like, oh, this sucks. Because then I'm going to look like I don't want to try things in front of my son.
Yeah,
and
you don't want to be a me.
Yeah,
you're like, God,
no. I don't want to appear to be like a picky eater who refuses to try things. I want to do it. So I know my son's watching me, and he's like literally peering at me with his little bitty 4.5-year-old eyes. And I'm like, of course. And so I reach in, and I grab a piece of the seaweed.
Like a hairball?
And it tastes disgusting. It tastes like literally like if you were going to eat fish scales, if you ever wonder what fish scales tasted like, I know that's probably something you've been curious about your whole life. That's what I was eating.
Yeah, I looked up a picture. It looks nasty.
It looks like a hairball. It is not worth it to be feeding your kids this.
Yes, right?
Give them a Cheeto.
It's terrible. And I'm like eating it and I'm trying not to make a face and I'll be like, again, very Hannah like, I don't like it. So I just eat this thing and I'm like, she's like, do you want another? I'm like, no, I'm good. Yeah. I have made a decision. I tried it, made a decision. This sucks. I would have known this sucks like my son best by looking at this thing. But I wanted to lead by example. And it just goes to show you that all parents, one, or the snack game at the park needs to change.
Yeah, let's just all be for real.
Right, yeah, did you go, hey, you got the Flamin' Hot version of the seaweed?
Yeah, I was like,
Flamin' Hot seaweed.
Wait, we got seaweed? I was hungry, too, because it was one of those days where I had been going nonstop, where I, like, hadn't been home for the day, like, running from work to pick up my son, then pick up my son, go to the play date. And I'm like, they're like, oh, we got snacks. I'm like, thank God, it's seaweed. Oh, thank God. Yeah. And it was disgusting. And it was like all parents, though, do this for the snack game. And then all parents try to do things in front of their kids that they like. All of us like eat healthy. And then the kids go to bed. And you're like, here's a pint of ice cream.
Literally.
And Cheetos. Actually, we put Cheetos on top of our ice cream sometimes when the kids go to bed. Funniest thing. Know what even might be funnier? AB's related to Hannah's boyfriend. Yep. A further explanation
Speechless.
In 3 minutes. So it turns out AB is related to Hannah's boyfriend. This is a text message we received the other day.
Yeah.
That you guys are basically family now, Hannah.
Yes. My grandpa's brother's daughter's husband, Dan, is cousins with Hannah's boyfriend.
Say what? What? Huh? Who?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And it was figured out through Facebook. I guess whoever, one of these people saw a picture of Hannah and Julian and was like, I know him. And we're related.
That's like the seventh cousin, eighth cousin.
Yes.
We've got old Julian. He's been at the family barbecue.
Yes.
Is this true, though? Can you confirm?
So AB texted me this in the middle of the day. I screenshot it. I send it to him. And he's like, just like,
you have another family?
Yeah. He's just like, what? Like, no way. And so then AB was sending me 500 connections of who this person is. And finally, Julian like checked in with his family, and sure enough, they are related.
Really? So Julian at first is like, no, I don't know this person.
Yeah, because at first he didn't really recognize the name, but then his dad was like, no, you know, like that lake house we went to? Like, that's the lake house.
It's a big family picnic get together.
Yeah. Julian's like, absolutely no way. But what's funny to me about this is Julian was super excited to be related to you because that, I mean, ultimately.
How sweet.
We could be related, AB, one day.
Yeah.
Crazy enough. But
oh, geez.
Oh, wow.
AB, 3 months in, here we go.
AB's cousin, Luke, is friends with my boyfriend Julian through baseball.
Yes.
So that's what Julian was more excited about than anything.
That he was related to Luke as well?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That was his like revelation.
Y'all are just one big old family.
Yeah. We are.
Y'all's all going to move out to Arkansas and move all in a house together. We're all going to date each other and marry each other at the end of the day.
Took a turn.
I mean, seriously, everyone is related. He's married to the guy who played baseball with Dan, who's this person, and then you two are going to end up being sisters at the end of this thing.
Yeah, we're going to end up spending Christmases together.
God help us if that happens. So now you guys are basically family.
Yeah.
If you weren't already family.
Yeah.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So just when I think Taylor Swift has done it all, she somehow does even more. And this past weekend, Taylor shared the big news that Swifties can now visit movie theaters to watch a film over her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, that's going to be dropping soon. So the film is 89 minutes long and $12 a ticket. And I was going to say 90 minutes, but I know not to mess around with any facts when it comes to Taylor Swift.
Right.
Because I know I would getting DMs, a letter sent to my house if I mess that up, everything. But the film is going to include like a new music video for one of her singles, Ophelia, that's going to be on the album. And so we're going to get to like hear and see that song for the first time. And then the rest of it is going to just kind of be like a behind the scenes thing about filming the music video, writing the album, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be in theaters from October 3rd through 5th. So we're going to get that little preview before the album drops.
Worth every penny.
Oh, yeah.
It's
sure.
So crazy to say that like we're going to get like a almost a 90 minute film on someone making an album. And it's worth like the price of a like a regular ticket if you go to the movies or whatever. But we're talking about arguably one of the biggest stars ever. Like, right? She's up there with the Beatles in terms of like ticket sales and albums won and records that she has set. And we're going to get a behind the scenes look on her writing process. She did like a YouTube series back in the day. And I was so blown away about how she'd spent days, hours on just one single line. And how much attention to detail was put into her process. And we're going to get a behind-the-scenes look at that at the height of her her run. Like, that's crazy.
I think she's genius to do anything extra when it comes to this album, whether it be a movie like she's doing. She could do a collaboration with, like, a fast food chain. That would blow up. Anything that she does is going to be so big because, Brett, I do agree. I do think this is, like, the height of her career. I think Taylor's the biggest she's ever been right now. And so this little 2-day run at the movie theater, it's going to be a sellout every single show.
You know why it's 89 minutes? Because she was born in 1989. I cannot imagine.
And it's $12 for her 12th album.
Yeah. Could you imagine being in the editing room going, oh, we got to just get this down to 89.
Yeah.
Because every single detail matters with Taylor. Super cool.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Take us inside your bedroom for a second. Matthew McConaughey says, this is how I can save a marriage. Queen size beds. Has anyone got queen size beds and happily married? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I've always heard that your sleeping arrangement can really change the happiness of your marriage, of your relationship. And I feel like more and more people are doing separate beds. Are you doing a separate bed and happily married, or has that been in like a positive or negative effect? Anyone still surviving queen size beds, Kev?
Yes, yes. My wife and I have queen size beds.
What?
Yes, and we've had a queen size bed since we've been married, primarily because when we bought the bed, we couldn't get a king because it was too big for the room. So we chose queen size, and we've kept the bed, and that's what we've slept in.
You're a tall fella. I'm surprised.
I just feel like it's so uncomfortable. But Matthew was saying that he was looking at his wife one day, like woke up, and she felt like she was 15 feet away from him. And I'm like, well, that seems lovely. not like in a negative way, but you have space to sleep and move around and flop. And he said, no, they got rid of it. I'm sure Matthew McConaughey can afford a king-size bed, and I'm sure his room is big enough that he can fit a king-size bed. But they got a queen-size mattress. They sleep like shoulder to shoulder, and you're cuddled up to each other. And he said it's really helped their marriage. I feel like you don't get a good
end a lot of marriages.
Yeah, I would think it's the opposite. Do you like it? Do you like you feel the presence?
I find it fine. I don't know what my wife thinks, but she's still married to me, so I'd imagine it's okay with her. You know, I do know that when we had the kids and they were littler, it was like, you know, when they want to sleep with you, you're like, I have no room. You know, or when Lily, our dog, wants to get in the bed, you're like, I have no room. But it's still, it's the queen size is roomy enough.
Hannah, you're reacting that way, but aren't you a big cuddler when you're sleeping?
I am a big cuddler, but I'm also like I like to cuddle at the beginning of the night, and then I like to sleep, and then
like
I
cuddle
like,
you to sleep, and then as you fall,
and then I like
you're like
to
still
sleep.
A child. That's what my kids like.
And then after I wake up, I want to be cuddled again. But throughout the night, I mean, no, I can get hot, so I don't want someone on top of me. But I think, Kevin, what works for you and Sarah is that you like started out the get-go.
Know any other way.
We don't.
Think if you went from king and then downsized to a queen, you'd be like, get off of
me. That's what Matthew did. He did the reversal. He went from king to queen. And
that's crazy.
That is crazy. I know that like certain relationships are doing separate bedrooms. Like, don't your parents
My parents do a lot of the time because my dad snores so loud.
Yeah, I know the sleeping situation. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is your sleeping situation? Because it's interesting to think that your sleeping situation has such a big role on the happiness in your marriage, but it really does. Like, some people are like, oh my God, the person stopped snoring, and now we stop fighting. We're not irritating with each other. Or we weren't cuddling. We were so far away from each other in the queen-size bed. Now we're, like, kind of all tangled up together. What's your sleeping situation? And has it affected your happiness in your marriage? 855-444-6342. I want to take your calls on this. We want to know what it's like in your bedroom. It's the Brett Maga Show. Matthew McConaughey recently said in an interview that a queen-size bed is what helped his marriage. He said that because they went from a king-size to a queen-size, you know, they cuddle up more at night. I'm thinking the opposite. Like, it's over. It's night. We did all the communicating we could need to do. Now I just want to sleep. My wife would kill me, I think, if she had to worry. She always has to deal with kids already. Like, we got a newborn she's nursing and taking care of. We got kids coming into the room all the time. And now she has to deal with a grown man kid. Like, no need to cuddle it anymore. 855-444-MEGA. What's your sleeping arrangement? Does a queen-size bed help or save it? Kevin, been married for how many years? Queen-size bed?
Yeah, we're going on 25 years, and that's all we've known. Maybe that is the secret. That's all we've known. I still think there's plenty of room. I mean, it's not like a king-size where you have like a, you know, I don't know, like you got a, you're two different separate continents. But I mean, it's enough room, and it works.
I feel like such a bougie a-hole right now. I don't think king-size beds are continents. I'm like, this is barely enough space
in
the king-size bed. I don't know. I'm a flopper. I'm not into cuddling when I'm sleeping.
A flopper.
I do. I'm like flipping and flopping around, man. Nobody wants that in our lives. Donnie, you used to have a full-size bed? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, so when we first started dating, my wife and I had a full-size bed.
In prison?
And we also have a small dog.
And a dog?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And how was the marriage? How was the full-size bed life with the dog?
Honestly, we made it through. The dog's pretty small. And then when we moved in together officially, we got a queen size bed, and we've still been extremely happy, even with a pregnancy pillow between us.
You're just used to living in no space then.
Hey, Donnie got his wife pregnant with the full-size bed and did a queen
full
bed.
Full-size is the move.
Let's go to Connie. Connie, you got a queen-size bed?
Queen-size bed. And I'm like Kevin. I agree with Kevin. You're on separate continents if you're in a king. I've got enough space, and I can find him if I need to find him. And sometimes our 75-pound German Shepherd decides to sleep with us.
Dang.
Oh, my gosh.
Then how long have you been married?
38 years.
Queen-size bed. That's what that does.
Maybe that's the secret.
Why do you have to find him in the middle of the night so often? Liz, what size bed do you have, and are you happily married?
I am happily married, and I have a king-size bed. And I'm going to agree with you, Brett, because when I go to bed, I don't want to be like, I don't want anybody touching me. Like, we have a kid come in our bed and we have a dog. Like, I need so much room. I need you to not, I don't need anybody to touch me. Not a dog, not a kid, not a husband, nothing.
I was thinking about getting a bed extension for my king size bed. I wanted so much more space.
Because California king.
I have a California, I had a California king. I got it from like an endorsement thing. And it's like this really big mattress. I've had it for like 10 years. I'm never getting rid of this thing because mattresses are expensive. And I want to be as much space as possible. I'm going to put a twin or a full
in between.
In the room and just extend it to get more space. Right, Liz?
What do you got, like a sectional?
I need a sectional.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you need to do in the middle of the night? Why are so many people lost at sea in the middle of the night?
You know, I must say, I retract my earlier statements. I was like crapping on the queen size bed. That is what my boyfriend has.
Oh,
so I'm here for the queen size bed.
You're just taking it
and
back?
And I do cuddle more than I said earlier, so I was just lying.
Did he text you and tell you you cuddle more than you did?
No,
did you
I was get called just thinking out? About not, it when I was hearing Liz talk about, like, don't touch me. I'm like, no, touch me.
So you, so now you do it, man. You're just needy.
Yes.
In the middle of the night,
yes.
too?
Yes.
It never ends?
It never stops.
Wow. Good to know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.